Welcome to the She's a 10 times 5 show with hosts Lori Jabbar and Michelle Emick. We're bringing public figures, subject matter experts, and other accomplished guests to the Studio 50 table to serve you up the best tips, tricks, and key takeaways that all us midlifers want to know about. Okay, time to join us for some times 5 fun. Let's go. This week's guest is Erica Taylor of Erica Taylor Beauty. Erica has been a makeup artist and cosmetic trainer for 27 plus years. In addition, she's just been named to the L'Oreal Paris League of Experts. She has a thriving social media business where Erica is brilliant at giving tips and tricks to doing your makeup like a pro. In this week's episode in particular, Erica will give us 5 important tips on how to maximize our makeup over 40. Let's go. Lia Black Beauty Skincare. Okay, all you tenors, this is super exciting. Not only was Lia Black one of our more popular past guests, but we've been using her products for the past 2 years, and many of our listeners and followers are super fans as well. So here's the deal. If you love clean, premium skincare made with natural ingredients and with proven results, then you need to look no further than Lia Black Beauty Skincare at LiaBlack.com. Since the mid-1980s, Lia Black Beauty Skincare has been a leader in all natural skincare products. The Lia Black Beauty Skincare regimen gives results that are quick, obvious, and clinically proven to clean, lift, firm, tighten, tone, and brighten your skin. There's a twist. In 2018, Lia Black Beauty pioneered the science behind CBD benefits in skincare, which is now integrated into her luxury skincare line. All right, here's the good stuff. You can experience the results for yourself. We have a special limited time offer for our listeners where you can enjoy 30%, 30% off all individual skincare singles with the special pricing code 10x5 when you shop on LiaBlack.com. That's the number 10, then X, then the number 5 at checkout when you shop on LiaBlack.com. That's LEABLACK.com. Lia Black Beauty, the real beauty in premium CBD skincare. Hey everyone, welcome to She's a 10 times 5. I'm Lori.
And I'm Michelle.
All right, this is so great, Michelle. We have a recurring guest. And if you know her, you love her. Her name is Erica Taylor. She is a 27 plus year veteran of the whole makeup artistry world. And I'm super proud of her because she just got named to the L'Oreal League of Experts. Don't know what that is, but it sounds important.
Sounds super cool. And I love her personality. And she's so relatable and fun. And for someone like myself who does not know much about makeup, that is not my thing. I love being a following her, and she gives us great tips. And that's what she's going to do today, is giving us some, you know, 5 key takeaways of things that we can do for us women over 40.
Yes. And she is very relatable, like you said, non-intimidating, which, you know, I think we can concur that the world of makeup and makeup artistry is intimidating, especially if you're not one that likes to wear a lot of makeup, and it can be daunting. Yes. So I'm really excited. And she's a whole hell of a lot of fun. She's going to make us laugh and laugh at ourselves. So I'm grateful that she's come back to Studio
50. Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, we have Erica Taylor, the intergalactic makeup artist, social media sensation, and now a L'Oreal expert. It's called the League of Experts, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like the X-Men, like the L'Oreal X-Men. I love it.
It's definitely right out of a Marvel script, right?
Right?
Yeah. So, and here we go.
I'm like watching, because I do not know how to do makeup. I'm the worst at makeup. So I'm just taking this all in. I'm like, look how good and like effortless you do this.
That's a rare beauty. Very easy to blend.
Yes.
I'm going. All right.
Okay. So we are hoping that you, because we're obviously both over the age of 40, your platform really helps. It helps everyone with regards to makeup tips, but you have a nice little lane that you've kind of gathered a momentum on about makeup over 40, the do's and the don'ts. So I'm hoping that you today, school, Michelle and I and our listeners, watchers, let's go.
All right. All right. So my do's and don'ts, you want to go in like my do's and don't main things over 40. So the reason I got into this is, A, I'm a makeup artist since I'm 19, right? So now I'm 46. My face has evolved. So many times I walk around, I don't really judge because, you know, you do you, I do me. But sometimes I see like blush and bronze and it's like sometimes like very low. And I'm like, huh, is that like a sideburn? Like, what are we trying to accomplish? I think to myself, like, you know what? They just don't know we're doing what we did when they said suck in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. This,
and then we did the blush on the apple, right? But the apples fall, the contour falls. And I always, when I first started this adventure, one of my bigger videos was like, your makeup's not aging you, but our faces. And I was like, that's what I thought about it. Everything a little bit higher. So it's always like whatever you thought you were doing, a half inch higher. All right. So Lori, when we first met, you would ask me like, what was my number one tip of makeup applications 40s and up as we mature? And my number one thing is like exfoliate, because our skin does not turn over the same way it used to. So if we don't exfoliate and get the dead skin off, our skin looks very dull and lackluster. So like a lot of it that I learned over the years, more so than the makeup tips, which are major, is the skincare prep.
Yeah.
The skin prep becomes like really, really like probably 60% of the battle.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I had a hard time with the exfoliation process because I was using very abrasive, so I was getting really dry around the chin and whatnot. But I found a product that I love and I use it every night. And it does make a world of difference when you apply makeup the next morning.
Hey, Tess, what are you loving?
Sure. It's actually Dr. Amir Karam has it's called Polish and it's almost like sand. It comes out like a little bit like really fine sand and you add water to it. And it goes on very smooth. It's not abrasive, but it really works well. And I can in fact do a little bit even underneath my eye, like right.
Oh. Yeah. Like a nice, almost like an enzyme exfoliant that gets like
yes.
That, yes. Her off. I love it. Yeah. So like that, and then something like the alpha beta hydroxys. But if your skin's super sensitive, like the something with a little bit of the sand is good too. As long as you're getting that dead skin off, then your makeup can go on smoother and your skincare can get through.
Amen.
Yeah. We're not 20 anymore.
We're not.
No.
Okay. Well, you have a trick with regards to contouring that helps with lifting as well, right?
Yes. Yes. I made this up. So if someone takes it, we know they took it. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I see you. Okay. So here's what I made up. So years ago, no one really could ever find their cheekbones, especially if we gain a little weight. I'm a little bloated these days, you know, hormones, whatever it is, hormones, wine, whatever the world feeds you or you feed yourself, right? Okay. So, but right next to your ear, there's always an indent. You guys feel it out. There's always an indent right there, right by your ear. So if you take your ring finger, okay. And then you go right into that with the knuckle. And then you point your finger, typically not up to the, like middle of the lip, up to the Cupid's bow. Gives us a lift. I'm going to show you. And then you take your contour, whatever contour, doesn't matter. And you go along that line.
Wow.
The length of the finger, it never goes too far. Okay? Because if you go too far, it's like going into no man's land. And then you take
we don't want that.
And you brush up, right? More up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's like, you know, if something goes weird, just use your hands. It's totally cool.
And how do you know what color?
So typically...
Because you're putting on pretty dark, right?
That's great.
I don't get worried about the... I will say this is rare beauty. The rare beauty in general... It's a very easy to blend. So when I recommend certain things that I call my can't F it up faves, I've been working with the likes of gals that don't know how to do their own makeup for 20 something years, right? So I know when I feel a texture, what can be effed up and what can't.
Mm-hmm.
So the product like that, even though it looked really rich, I know is an easy blend. Some are more difficult blends.
You need to market this. Can't F it up. I'm the customer. I need that.
Yeah, FNUFs. And I know, and I've and people say, like, how do you know? Because I've been, I didn't learn on my own face. I learned with all of you and the everyday woman, right? So my thing was always like, I've seen and I've watched the application that the average woman does, and I don't judge because, like, I can't cook. I think I've said this before.
Yep.
Like, so if someone says to me, what's a pinch, a dollop, a this, I'm like, that means nothing, right? So I've seen what the everyday woman who can't do makeup, like I can't cook, the attempts, so I know what we can mess up and what we can't.
Gotcha.
But when you go shade of contour, I typically will say go about 2 shades to 3 shades darker than your skin tone.
Okay.
Okay.
To start.
I'm writing it down.
Because that makes a world of difference. If you're listening and not viewing, she's got one half of her face that she's done the contouring. But it does make a big difference.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. It's like a quick, like, 7 pounds off. It's a funny because, like, I'm in the opposite here. I'm in the opposite. It's like the, all right. And then let's go here. Let's make a match. Then you buff it up so you don't make a sideburn situation.
Mm-hmm. We don't want that.
No, you make it look easy, too. Look at that.
But with the right products, it is easy. Yeah. That's what it is. It is easy, but the products make a difference.
Yeah. Always.
Techniques, products. Yeah. A little bit of everything. Takes a village.
Okay. Big, huge problem for a lot of us, especially 10 times 5, is the eyes.
Were you going to say the under eyes?
Both, I think under, over. You have a great expression, over the river and over the, wait, under the river.
Through the hood.
Yeah, through the hood.
Remember that little, over the river and through the hood.
To grandmother's house we go.
Through the woods, to grandmother's house we go.
Yeah.
Mine's always like over the river and through the hood. And I think the biggest mistake in starting with the eyelids, right? And we said this, all right, is, and this is every time I do a lot of virtual consultations too, and every time I'm like lifted up higher, and it's scary. You think you're going to look like Mimi from Drew Carey or like very like nuts. Everyone's like, no, I'm scared. So just example. So I'll take a little palette here. Just whatever I got. This is Patrick Ta, but any palette will do. So now we're going on the crease. So now back in the day, we used to do the crease, right? But then you open your eye, it's like, where's Waldo? We're like, oh, I don't see my eyeshadow. No, because our lid fell.
Right.
So what you do is you go higher, and that's why I always like to say over the river and through the hood, to lifted eyes we go.
Yes.
Yes.
And look at the difference.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, wow. And
if it gets heavy here, okay, when something's lighter, it makes it protrude. So by taking something a little deeper and going over it, you'll automatically make it look a little more receded and lifted.
That looks great.
Looks crazy, right? It's the little things that make the biggest difference.
Okay, so question for you, because we're starting with the eyelids, but let's talk all eye. But you're using, again, a darker shade. So what is your recommendation? Because I'm pretty fair. I'm in the sun a lot, so I tend to, you know, and I feel more comfortable with the lighter shades. How do you go through the templates of that?
I would say with more of a blonde or fairer, possibly what we think cooler skin tone, I would say like a taupey bronze.
Okay.
A taupey bronze. You want to go, again, shadow, I'd say like 3 shades darker, because we used to think we put something light on our lid. Now there's room for light on the lid, so I don't want to say get rid of that whole concept. But we used to think like put something light on the lid, we looked awake and refreshed, and we're ready to roll, right? But if now our lids are a little heavy and they're protruding, if we put just all light, we're kind of making like a marshmallow situation on the lid. So I would say there's still room for light on the lid, like high points, something like this. But typically to get the lid a little shadowed, like 2 to 3 shades darker. But look, if I put a little light over it, it'll pop. But you want to first get that like neutralized tone first. And don't be scared of the shimmer. I think we were taught, like, at some point someone taught us moons ago that like it had to be matte. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Once you hit a certain of age, you have to like transfer to matte. But matte can be dusty. So if it's too flat, it's like very like what I call the abracadaver. I coined that one too. That's an original. But it's like we look very corpsey. I call it like very dusty. So yeah. I'm not dusty. Saying it has to be a full like sparkle party, but if you have a little illumination, it catches the light. And the illumination, if you even look, I did a little illumination right there. I got a little situation. You see how it catches the light? And the light gives volume and dimension back to the skin.
Yeah. I'm all about the shimmery stuff. I just think the color, it just looks good.
It does. Yeah. I love it. And I think that we were scared back in the day when they say, like, don't do shimmer. That was in, like, the 70s when it was, like, frost.
Mm-hmm.
Frost was a serious, like, very mica, iridescent frost. Now the shimmers, they're a lot prettier. They're finely milled. They're nicer. They're more forgiving.
Okay, let's talk about under eyes.
All right. Under eyes, yeah. That's the big one. And, you know, and to preface this, I was just at a graduation for my college-age kid. And so we're all in the kind of the same 50-ish range. And it was bright out, so we got to wear sunglasses. But I'm telling you, these women were so self-conscious about, and Michelle, the under eye maze, you know, is those baggy, they don't think they look good.
Well, can I tell you something? And this is like really, I'm very like open book here. And I do these videos and I can control my lighting. And here we're filter free. But there are certain days, especially at 46, and I'm sure it'll get more intense, but like that certain days I look better and more rested than others, right? So now that people will recognize me and I go to like, if you know, shop at Sephora, shop here, shop there. Someone's like, oh my God, hey, Erica, is that you? And I feel also the pressure of having like a crusty or crepey, tired looking under eye. So it's like, what do we do to counteract that? And there are things that we can do to totally minimize it. There are. So, I mean, it does take a little bit more of a village. I'm not going to lie. So it starts with, I'm not going to lie, it's not that easy. It starts with the skin prep. Right. So you guys, if you follow me, anyone that follows me or has interacted with me knows I mask every single morning. And it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be something crazy. Even like the Pixie, the Good Molecules. I have here the Chill Sesh from, can't see, Fourth Ray, Pixie, Good Molecules. Just something that has the caffeine and hyaluronic acid. So I start every single morning when I have my coffee, I do an eye mask. I recommend this to my clients and to people I interact with. And they say cumulatively it makes a difference too. So step one. Then
okay, wait, before you go on, I have to make a plug. So
yeah, I was gonna say plug
our sponsor for this segment is Leah Black Beauty, and she has amazing hyaluronic. Eye gels. Amazing.
I have to try them. Tell her, hey, Leah.
Hey, they're good.
Bring them on because I do them every single morning. You know, some people will do it for an occasion. Mm-hmm. As soon as I wake up, I take my kids to the bus stop. They all know. They laugh at me at the corner. I'm like, you know, with my things on. I don't care. I'm going for my Dunkin' Donuts with it. Like, I put it on as soon as I wake up, and it does make a difference. The hyaluronic acid plumps and soothes. So, yes. Yes, Leah. Yes.
Okay. All right.
So that's step one. Then using an eye serum is a little bit more of a treatment. Do you guys use eye serum or eye creams?
Serum.
Serum. No. Serum. Okay. So it's like serum will give you more bang for your buck. The serum will penetrate a little bit deeper. Important when we're talking about eyeshadow too, to put the serum on the eyelids as well as under. Okay. Because that will help with the crepey texture that we get, the hyaluronic, the treatments and the serum. Treat the whole situation. And then eye cream, you know, for the crepiness, the crow's feet. Fine. So now we go into concealer. Not every concealer is created for us. Mm-hmm. Concealers are not created the same. And I swear to you, I will do virtual consultations. And they'll say, every time I put my concealer on, my eyes creasing. And I'm like, what concealer are you using? They tell me the name and I'm like, that's why. Okay. So, yeah. You know, if you notice in my I don't really do negative, like, you know, the de-influencing. I don't do that because I don't think it's kind of like egomaniacal to think that just because it's not good for me, it's not good for someone else. But what I can say to me and my clients, especially if we're 40s, 50s, 60s above, there's certain products that probably aren't the best for our textural situation. So you have to look for, here's a tip when I look for a concealer, and I say this all the time, put it on the back of your hand. I don't care what it is, expensive, inexpensive brand, put it on the back of your hand. If it looks immediately dry on the back of your hand, that's what's going to happen to your face.
Yeah, because I think that's a big problem for a lot of people. I've been that too, where it's just, it looks very cakey.
Immediately. Yeah, it shows off your wrinkles instead of.
Yeah, and like, this looks worse. Then I end up like washing my face because I'm like, that looks awful.
Yeah. So it's the prep that goes into it. So you can do a little bit of an eye balm beforehand, or even an eye oil or a treatment oil. Lay down a tiny, tiny bit, then lay down your concealer. And then when you put your concealer on, if it's still a little creasy, I'll actually take a little eye oil or eye balm and place it gently back over to release the crease. But I swear, when you go shopping for the concealers, anyone listening, go, if you can, if you're in a position where you can put it on your hand first, put it on your hand. Because if your hand looks immediately matte and dry, it's going wrong.
Yeah.
It's going to go bad. I promise.
Well, you know, I think too, you said a key thing is that I think a lot of times we, especially if we use a serum, we're putting it on the forehead, the cheeks, the neck, and we don't realize that we got to get that under eye area. And it does make a world of difference when you put the concealer after having some type of oil underneath or balm, you know?
Major. And just a little bit. People, I guess because of the 80s, anyone that had a little oily skin back in the day, we're so scared of oils. But oils, especially essential oils, lightweight oils, we don't have to be scared of them. They're really good for the skin. I got a little oil right here. Look, so if you got like a little, you know, and I don't want to like, I'm not trying to plug different brands. I'm just saying, I have a lot of things I love. But like, if you go up, I'm going to get up close. I already did mine. I was doing a little. But, you know, you take a tiny, tiny bit. You don't go wild. I'm not saying
this is great advice because I don't do this, but I will start doing this.
Watch. I mean, this is my worst side. She got problems, this one. She's more angry this eye. And you press like very gently, because then some people will say like, it took all my concealer off. I'm like, I'm not saying go aggressively with the oil. Just go very lightly. Let me try to get this little. Okay. All right. And it just releases the crease enough, makes it more luminous, and it works. It works. And when we're talking about, you see when I lean back?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
It does work. And that was when I was saying, you know, that the women were self-conscious at the graduation you were at. And, you know, I'm there too. I get self-conscious. And now that I'm getting recognized, the reason I found an eye oil, one of them that I found that went viral, was I was in the Sephora. I like to put the in front of things. It makes it sound funny to me. And I went in the mirror. I was with my daughter. And someone's like, oh, is that Erica? And I'm like, I look up. I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, I look like I'm 3,000. What? It's happening. They're going to be like, I'm listening to her. She looks the worst. And I'm like, oh no. So I ran to the wall. I'm on like the wall, you know, climbing the wall looking for something to try. And I'm not scared of testers. I've been in the industry. I'm like, something's going to get me. It's not going to be a tester. So I'm like climbing the wall. And I finally see a little eye oil from Cora. And I'm rolling on my hand because I didn't want to like, you know, put it right on the face. I'm on my hand. Then I'm like, I put it on my eye. And I'm like, oh. I look good. I looked good. And I went home and I told the story and that product went viral. And not because it was any affiliation, but just it made me feel better and it worked.
Well, and that's what everybody's looking for. People just want to know like what's out there, like what real people, what do you use? What have you tried? And I think that's why it resonates so much because we're all looking. We're like, we don't know. You go into those places and I know, like myself, I'm still a deer in headlights. Like, I feel overwhelmed.
Like, it's overwhelming. It is overwhelming. It's like, remember that? I don't even know if they're around anymore. The Century 21, all the discount stores. And then you would like, you'd see so many designer things on sale and you were so excited. But I was like, by the time I left, I was like, I don't want anything. It's too much.
Too much.
It's too many decisions. It's hard. It's very, it's even overwhelming for me. And I've been doing this since I'm 19 and I'm only 22. So it's cool.
Yeah, me too. Okay, you said something because I had gotten, when we first talked, conflicting advice about eyeliner. And you said Trish McAvoy had said it's not if you use eyeliner, it's you must use eyeliner if you're over the age of like 40 to 50. So let's talk liner because you have different techniques to help us with that a little bit.
Yes. Okay. And that was a funny story I told when we met. it was, I remember when I was with Trish, and I was probably at the time in my 30s, and we were doing a master class, and she said, when you're 20s and your 30s, you can wear eyeliner. And when you're in your 30s and your 40s, you can. And when you're in your, like, I was like 50s and 60s, you must. And I thought she was going to say the opposite. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of true, because we lose the definition to our lashes get thinner. Our eyes feel like they're melting or like shriveling, right? So the big eyes that you wake up with, they're like, where are they? I wake up, I'm like, wait, who is that? Where is that eye? So, but the techniques do have to change.
I think that in itself is so, it needs to be reiterated, because I do think so many people get stuck. I know I'm one too. This is the way you've done it. Got to update it.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone got, we got stuck. Remember, what was it with the lining all around the eye?
Yes.
Where we would just pull the eye, line like this, drop it, look great. But we can't. So the one, if your lid, the best tip for, I do the cat eye a lot, but that's not for everybody. I try to teach like different versions of the wing and different, not for everyone, but the basic eye, especially if our eye is heavier and it's getting a little bit more hooded, or just, you know, we don't have the room in the lid that we did. The most important liner is the one, what if I have a line here? I'll just demo with my little brow situation. That goes in the root of the lash, not the waterline. If you just line the root of the lash with like a gel-based pencil and go along the root and pump up the mascara, at least it makes your lash line look fuller and opens up the eye. So that's like a really bare minimum basic liner tip. Then the other thing I always say is, you know, we used to be able to pull our eye, line, and let it go. But our eyes are kind of like tissue paper. I was talking to a friend earlier, another makeup artist friend, and I was like, oh, when I see these, and you know, I'm not knocking anybody. When someone's like, I'm a self-taught makeup artist, I'm like, I'm a self-taught dentist. Want me to do your, you know, molar? I got you. But like when I was young, I'm like, oh, you're 22, you know how to do eyeliner? Why don't you try it on the 40s, 50s, 60s, where the eyeliner, the eyelid is basically like karate chopping you out of the liner. It's like the lid is like, nope, no, you don't. It's textural. So the best thing to do is basically, it'll feel like you're almost on the base of your lash, like the root of your lash, and you wiggle the pencil. It has to be soft, because remember back in the day we used to put the match to it.
What was wrong with us?
We're not supposed to do that anymore.
It was us, Michelle. The products were terrible. We had no choice. They were like, you know, we had to. But if you take the pencils and you do it right into the base of the lash, that it almost feels like it's touching the lash, you'll get a really clean, nice line.
And you go all the way around the lash line, or just part way?
Okay, so it's you know, in an ideal world, if you can keep it really fine in an ideal world, I like the whole lid because it extends. However, if you're a little heavier handed, yes, I would say half, because if you go too thick on the inner corner, it can almost shrink the eye.
I've done that so many times, and I'm like, that looks awful. So I get a makeup wipe and just go into the corner.
Yes. No, it's true. Like, I can grab something and even show you. Like, as soon as you go too thick in the inner corner, it's like you shrink your eye. It's like color forms shrinking.
Well, I like to use liquid liners just because it's easier for me to get precision.
Yes.
Is that still okay to use same area?
I'm going to grab, okay, let me see. I'm going to see what I got here. And this is no, you know, I have a lot of brands that I love. So I'm just grabbing because I'm grabbing. I got lots. So I'm going to do a little Wet n Wild. I'm going to be like not product specific. Because, you know, I like a nice tip.
We all do.
Mm-hmm. So here we go. I'm grabbing whatever is in front of me. So now, like from dollar store liner to luxury liner, it's the technique. Yeah, some liners make it easier, but the technique is key. So this little, here we go, it's a little tip situation right here. So like you said, it's easy to do on the lash line. If you just, you know, I never pull because the lids got more textural than they used to be. Mm. But if you place it on the lash line, place, don't pull, you will always have a nice, precise, clean line.
but it's pressing on the bed of the lash. It almost feels like it's pressing on your lash bed.
Wow.
You always have a nice clean line, but press, like, don't pull. So let the line do the work for you. So when it's kind of like pressing, not pulling. Oh, she dried out? No, she's all right. Pressing. See that?
Yeah. I do. So what about underneath the eye?
I mean, don't do liquid liner under the eye. That's going to go all sorts of wrong. But
that's what I have on right now.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
And you must do it very, very fine.
Yeah, she's going to.
I do it pretty fine.
So do you do any liner underneath the eye or no?
You know, I really don't do, I will be honest with you, I don't do that much underneath the eye because I think it brings attention down. You know when your stomach feels heavier? You're not like, which is mine these days since I've been working from home, she got problems. I'm not like, I'm going to wear a crop top, you know? I'm like, let me bring the attention up and give a little cleavage, right? So it's like a diversion. So yeah. The same thing for the eyeliner on top is a diversion from the situations down here. So I almost feel like if we bring too much attention down here, it highlights the problems.
Interesting. Okay.
But you, if you do it very thin, there are exceptions to every rule. So I never say like, typically it's a majority that fits into the rules, but there are exceptions to every rule that there are some, if you have a very good hand and you could do like a super fine liner detail under the eye, that's like totally fine. But most people like, you know, I can like that. Okay. Yeah. And then wipe it away. I wipe away almost the excess. But most people go a little aggressively, heavier.
Okay. This is good stuff, right, Michelle?
It's all great.
I do have a shadow smudge under the eye, though. Like a bronze or a... I'm all for the shadow smudge under the eye.
Okay. So let's talk blush.
All right.
Because you're bringing it up again, right? Rouge. Yeah.
We're going to go with rouge. Someone said recently, like, why can't we just contour with our blush? And I'm like, that's rouge. That's why. So let's show. Okay. I'm going to show a tale of two blushes. And the reason I love social media and I always loved makeup is that like certain things take longer to see. Try a skincare. You'll see a little glow, but over time you see more. But makeup is like, it's like the show is right there. So here, let me try to get my dun-dun-dun light. Where am I? I got my little thing up so you can't see what's happening behind. So here's a little MAC Glow Play blush. So now I'm going to do Tale of Two Blush. Back in the day, remember we did this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Right on the apple, yeah.
On the apple. We love it so much. Smile. Blush.
Yeah, is that not what we're supposed to do?
What happened? Now go higher, almost where you think your highlighter would go is where the blush goes, right?
Oh, that's crazy.
It's 10 years younger.
Yeah,
10 that's years crazy. Younger. And so it's like, and I used to love to do this on clients that I would say, I would do their makeup, I would put a big mirror in front of them, I would do one cheek and be like, do you see a difference? And they're like,
it's huge. It's such a big difference. But that's how, again, we learned it was like, just put it on like the apple.
Smile.
Smile. You put it on the apple and that's what you do. But look at the difference from placing it higher, how it pulls up.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
It's crazy.
And it's like the little things. That was one of my first videos that went viral. I was like, put it on, smile, put it on your apple. Then I was like, apple falls from the tree.
Yes.
So yeah. That's what I love about makeup. I don't want to do like those transformation and cut creases and all. I just love the little things that make such a big difference and make us feel better.
Well, that's what's so beneficial about it. I mean, everything you've said has been such great takeaways for us as women, and they're not intimidating. I feel like everything that you went through is something that I can do and apply immediately.
No, it is. And I, you know what the best thing that I would say, like, you know, I'm 46 and yeah, I mean, I'm not in it to be the next social media superstar because that will take me away from the fact that the reason I left my retail job as an executive regional manager and all of this was to be home a little more, right? So going into that, like, you know, when everyone goes on these brand trips and they're like, I wasn't invited on that brand trip. And I'm like, you know, I didn't want to go on that brand trip. I want to be home on my couch, having a glass of wine, hanging and laughing with my kids. So I feel like the tips and tricks that I do, they're just for like the everyday, every one of us. And I just want to keep it like very relevant to like everyday life. Get your face on and get out of the house. Because that's me. Like, slop your shit on. Oh, should I not?
Pardon. No, yes. Slop your shit on.
I'm right. I'm like, and then just get out of the house in minutes.
No, yeah. This is perfect. And it was exactly what, like I said, we can all walk away. I mean, sometimes I see some of the people on social media and I'm like, I will never do my makeup like that. And I'm not interested in that. I want things that are easy to apply that aren't going to, you know, I have to sit and watch a long tutorial. I won't do it.
And you know what? I do those lives, and sometimes I do lives and they're fun and they're great and they're interactive, but I don't even want to listen to myself anymore. I am so over myself after a little while. I'm like, are you guys still listening to me? I'm not listening to me. I just want to be like, lift your cheek, lift your lip, lift your eye. Let's go.
There you go.
We got things to do. We just want to look okay. That's like, it's not right. I always say, like, it's not right, but it's okay. That should be my theme song. It's not right, but it's okay.
I love it. Yeah. Congratulations on all of what you're doing. You're doing so many great things. And, you know, so many of the, we call them tenors now, the She's a 10 listeners, especially love what you're putting out to the world, because like Michelle said, it's very relatable. It's not intimidating. And you're compassionate in what you do. Like, and that's what I think we need as women our age. We just need to be understanding, because it's not easy to get older.
No, it's not. I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable or embarrassed asking. You know, you go to the stores and you're intimidated. It's embarrassing to ask for help. And it's like, I want everyone to feel like comfortable and laugh at ourselves and say, listen, I know some shit's fallen, but we got this together. Let's make this a fun thing, not a scary thing. And then, you know, life can be scary in general. Let's make some things fun. Let's have a good time. And you guys are doing some big things too. This is exciting. You guys are making some major moves too, but you know.
Well, thank you. We so appreciate your support, Erica. It means the world to us. Yeah, right on.
You know, you're one of my first friends, and I just think you guys are doing such amazing, amazing things in just so many areas. So
thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being our Long Island friend. Right? She called it. I said, you know, when your number came across, she called it that. She must be from Long Island. And I go, yep.
I heard the name. I was like, oh, that's definitely Long Island.
I can't figure this out. What? No. No, I don't even know what I'm doing, but I quit. I just quit. It's not even a job, but I quit it.
Yeah.
But I'm happy. I'm happy my team helped me get here. And now you guys taught me how to do some more technological things.
Yeah.
Takes a village. The face, the technology, we do it together.
We sure do.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining in. And we will see you next week. Adios.
Follow us on Instagram at She's a 10 times 5. You can click on the link in our bio to listen to all of our previous episodes, as well as check out our live video interviews over our YouTube channel. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, pretty much wherever else you decide to listen to your favorite podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe.